You know it. Take the GY off. Instead of saying foggy, say the other one.
Smoky first.
The way I wanted was, you said foggy. I wanted you to take the GY off and say
fog.
Fog. Okay. Is it, were the Smoky Mountains, is that fog that you see in the Smoky Mountains? I've heard it called fog, and
well,
some people say it's a mist.
It could be either one. It could be rain, you know, a lot of times. And the most of the time when it's heavy, they say heavy fog. And
that's why they call it the Smoky Mountains.
When the clouds come down on the mountains sometimes, and I guess that's when it's rain.
I know it snows up here, and it, y'all get different weather than we do, because y'all are in a valley. I bet it's
We're
nice up here at Christmas.
We're in the foothills of the mountain.
I bet it's real nice at Christmas. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks and weeks, what do you say you have? It gets real dry.
We could say a drought, or we could say dry weather.
Okay.
Either one.
If the wind has been very gentle for a while and it gradually gets stronger, what would you say the wind's doing? It's real gentle for a while, and then it gradually gets stronger.
Windy.
It's getting windy. What would you say the wind's doing?
It's blowing. Would that be what you wanted?
Okay.
It may not be the...
Well, there's several things you could have said. Anything you would have, I mean, that would have been just as good.
That's all I could think of.
If it's just the opposite of what we just talked about, if the wind has been real strong and blustery for a while, and then it sort of begins to ease off, what would you say the wind's doing?
Getting real still.
Is there anything else you could say?
Calm.
Calm, okay. What else? If it's, well, you've been around gardens enough to know this one. If it's like in November or early December before it's cold enough to snow, but say, well, in October when you've got vegetables out there and you wake up one morning and it's turned colder in the night and your vegetables are dead because it turned so cold.
We had frost.
We had a frost, okay. And then when it gets colder in the winter, and say you've got a lake or a pond.
We had a freeze.
Okay, and what would you say happened to the lake? If the lake...
It froze over.
It froze over, okay. Is there anything else you could say besides it froze over? It's just, you know, right on the top.
I see.
I see, okay. And... let's see. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
Okay. And if it had blank before I got out there, using the same verb, a different form of it.
Froze.